This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Minister Basanta Kumar Nemong warns of faction to construction entrepreneurs not completing work on time. Heavy snowfall in Sudhir Pashchim state obstructs main highways affecting normal life. And Australian state of Victoria again declares a state of disaster ahead of forecast dangerous conditions in the massive bushfire zone. Now the news in detail. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Basanta Kumar Nemong has warned construction entrepreneurs of action if they don't work as per the amended public projects regulation. While addressing a press conference organized at FIDIM in Pastor, Minister Nemong said actions would be taken against the contractors not completing the work within the deadline. He also insisted that the government has given top priority to complete the construction works of six projects in a speedy manner. He also said the construction companies and government bodies responsible for building large infrastructure projects would be made equally responsible and accountable. 18 people have been injured in a bus accident in Sullan district this morning. Five of them have been seriously injured. The bus was heading towards Jajarkot from Surkhet and met with an accident at Bungat Kupinde Municipality 11 along the Chinchu Jajarkot road section. According to police sources, the critically injured are 25-year-old bus driver Prakash Sharma of Beriganga Municipality Surkhet, 49-year-old Santakumar Tirua of Beriganga Municipality 9, 30-year-old Hom Pangali of Surkhet, Brendranagar Municipality 12, 13-year-old Anis Biswakarma of Bungat Kupinde Municipality 1 in Sullan, and 21-year-old Bhagavati Upadhyay of Chetgad Municipality 9, Jajarkot. Heavy snowfall in high-altitude areas of Sudhir Pashchim state has obstructed main highways affecting normal life. The snowfall has been taking place from Wednesday night. The locals have been facing extreme cold after snowfall at high mountainous areas of Dadeldura, Baitadi, Bajang, Doti, Acham, Bajura and Darsula districts. However, the elderly persons, children and working class people have been mostly affected due to this snowfall. Chief of District Police Office Dadeldura Dhaniram Neupane said the highways of Sudhir Pashchim State, including Bhimdatta Highway, Dasrachand Highway and Jai Prithivi Highway, have been completely obstructed due to this snowfall. Neupane said that some vehicles have been trapped in this snowfall. He further said efforts to remove snowfall and resume traffic by using dozers have gone vain as snowfall has continuously taken place. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Kumar Batroy has urged Nepali authorities to send at least 100,000 Australian tourists to Nepal during Visit Nepal Year 2020. At a program, Opportunity and Challenge of Visit Nepal Year 2020, jointly organized by Non-Resident Nepali Association Australia and Office of Nepali Consulate in Victoria yesterday, Minister Batroy urged all Nepali diaspora to impart message about tourism of Nepal. Noting that the government was working to initiate direct flight service between Nepal and Australia, he said this would help increase inflow of Australian tourists to Nepal. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Defence Ishwar Pokhrel has said that the party unification has been done as per the aspiration of the public. Speaking at a cadres meet program organised by Nepal Communist Party Kaski today, the Deputy Prime Minister said the merger of two large communist parties was essential for the development and prosperity of the country. He said the nation could not speed up development as per the aspiration of people because of the fractions of the Communist Party. Directing the cadres to forget the past and learn lessons from them, he said there was no other option but to put mental efforts for the achievements. The different parts of the country today are likely to receive rainfall and snowfall. According to Meteorological Forecasting Division, different parts of the country that witnessed rain and snowfall last week are again likely to receive rain and snow due to the effects of westerly wind. The division has said that the most of the part of the country would remain generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rainfall is possible at some places of the country. Similarly, there are chances of snowfall at many parts of the high mountainous region. The effect of the westerly wind would prevail till Saturday. According to the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu today was 6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature 11.9 degrees Celsius. Likewise, the lowest temperature was in the Deldora at -0.5 degrees Celsius. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. Australian state of Victoria has again declared a state of disaster ahead of forecast dangerous dynamic conditions in a massive bushfire zone. Despite a national bushfire crisis raging since September, the southeastern state is only entering what is considered to be its worst fire months. Blazes have already burnt 1.2 million hectares in Victoria and claimed 3 lives. Similarly, nationally 26 people have died, and the danger is predicted to be greatest tomorrow due to hot volatile weather. There are also warnings for South Australia and New South Wales where fires continue to endanger lives and homes. Authorities have urged people to leave the state's alpine and eastern regions. US President Donald Trump has said Iran appears to be standing down after it fired missiles at air bases housing US forces in Iraq. Mr. Trump, in a televised address from the White House, said no U.S. or Iraqi lives were lost in the attacks and the bases suffered only minimal damage. The Abdil and Al-Basad bases were attacked early yesterday. Iran said it acted in retaliation after the assassination of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week. The U.S. drone strike targeting him and Iran-backed militia figures in Iraqi capital Baghdad was a major escalation amid already deteriorating relations between Iran and the U.S. Four Turkish soldiers were killed in a car bomb attack in northern Syria yesterday. The Turkish Defense Ministry said in a statement that attack occurred during a roadside security check in the region east of the Emirate Riba in Syria, where Turkey carried out a military operation with elite Syrian rebels in October. The Turkish incursion targeted the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia, which spearheaded the US-led war against Islamic State, which Ankara regards as terrorist group tied to militants fighting an insurgency in southeast Turkey, and no further details on the attack were immediately available. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Management Minister Basanta Kumar Nemong warns of action to construction entrepreneurs not completing work on time. Heavy snowfall in Sudha Pashchimi state obstructs main highways affecting normal life. And Australian state of Victoria again declares a state of disaster ahead of forecast dangerous condition in a massive bushfire zone. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.